everyone. This is in response to Nama, Calm Water 73, and her question about principles and changing your mind. I agree with most of what you say, and I believe that I have a good sense of justice, but that's only my opinion. I don't like to really judge other people, and therefore I think we can fall into the trap of comparing ourselves with other people. Not everyone's like we think we are. I do have quite strong principles. There are some things I will never change my mind on, and I mean never. Death penalty is one of them. I will never agree with the death penalty, ever. It doesn't mean to say I like the people or I feel sorry for them, but I just don't agree with it because I've talked about this before. I believe to carry it out makes us as bad as the perpetrators of the crimes. And it's just barbaric, in my view. I've been a vegetarian since I was 17. I do eat fish, and I suppose that's a difficult one because I don't eat a lot of fish, but I do occasionally eat it. The reason I stopped eating meat was because I didn't like the idea of what I was eating, basically the flesh and blood. And then I got to find out about farming and the awful things that went on and still do to a certain extent, especially abroad. And I had no desire to go back on what I'd started. I won't be a vegan. I think that's too difficult. And okay, maybe you might say, or people might say, well, if you really believe that animals are treated cruelly or whatever, then you shouldn't eat any products from them. And yes, you're probably right. But I do my bit. And that's how I feel about it. I do what I can. Life could be very difficult, especially with my kidney problems now, if I didn't eat. I mean, I have to be careful. I'm not to eat too much calcium and stuff like that anyway. But I need a certain amount of protein when I don't eat meat. And so to get it from things like vegetables, you have to eat a lot. And to eat a lot of vegetables, puts too much vegetables and fruit puts too much potassium into my system. It's a very delicate, it's a very fine balance, and it's not always easy to go with it. And so another source of protein is calcium. Protein is dairy products, and I have to not eat too much of them because of the calcium. So I have to have some source every so often. I don't believe in pills and stuff, vitamins. So, and the thing about fish, I believe to a large extent they probably have a better life. I don't know about fish farms. I haven't looked into that so much, but if a fish is in water, then presumably it can move about freely, where battery hens can't. I'll only eat free range eggs. I do eat only free range eggs. And some of the other farming practices I don't agree with. But I do respect people's religions, like, for instance, Muslims and the halal issue. I'm not going to be judgmental about that because I believe in respecting people's views and religions. So mine are my personal ones, and I don't have to try and inflict them on other people. I did have an issue, and I still do to a large extent, with the company P&G. I will not use any of their products. I'm not saying I never will. That's something a bit different. If I believe that if I have enough evidence that they don't do the practices they're alleged to do with regard to their cruelty to animals, I would probably use their products again. The things they make are very, very varied. If you go to the internet, you can find out. It's nearly every soap powder you can get. Aerial, Bold, Flash, certain sanitary products, toothpaste, deodorants, shaving products. of course, the biggest thing which concerned me in the beginning was the Eukanuba and the Iams food, because that's where it started from. Oh, fairies, another one that I won't use any of these things because of the allegations against them. So I have to be a bit careful what I'm saying because it's on the public domain, but it's been widely publicised over the last 20 or so years that they have some very unpleasant practices on their animals. And people say, oh yes, well, other companies use their research and to produce their own products, and maybe they do, but they didn't do the experiments, and apparently they are continuing to do the experiments on for shampoo and stuff like that. I try to shop ethically, put it that way, because I just feel in this day and age that there's no need for animal experimentation for cosmetics or food or anything like that. Now, medicine, that's a very grey area, and I don't really want to get into that on here, but I suppose I would be a hypocrite if I said that I won't take any of the drugs and I would be dead, probably, that I have to take, and especially when hopefully I have a kidney transplant. I will need a lot of drugs. Now I'm on blood pressure medication and nothing else really. But that's probably somewhere along the line, something that's gone into that has been tested on an animal. And I don't really like it, but there comes to a point where I do have to draw the line. I'm not one of these people that wouldn't have an operation. You know, I think it's... I respect people if that's how they feel, although I don't agree with them inflicting it on their children. If, you know, a life-saving operation, I will have it. I won't go to my grave because of my principles regarding experiments. And, OK, that's selfish, I suppose, but I'm a human. And, you know, we're not put on this earth for very long. So my principles are... for cosmetics and frivolous things. Food isn't frivolous, but I'm sure after we've been eating for thousands of years, we know what's good for us and what isn't. So I try to shop ethically. Another principle of mine is I will never vote for certain political parties. I'm not going to name them on here, but people who live locally will probably be able to work out because of what I'm going to say in a minute. But my local MP is one from one party I've never voted for and I never will. Yet I went to him because he's supposed to help me, and he did, to help get my husband here. Now, I could change my mind over that and say, well, you helped me, mate, get my husband here. You quickened things up. You liaised with the UK Border Agency and with the equivalent people in Lagos and Abuja, and got things moving more quickly than they would have done otherwise. But I won't. I'm very grateful. I've made my thanks known to him personally, and I will always be grateful to him as a person, but I won't vote for him because he helped me, because that would be going against my principles, and I won't do that. And I won't ever vote for that party. And I mean that. That may be a sweeping statement, but it is one I will stand by. Now, I do believe there are instances. I agree what you say with what you say about changing your mind about a shop. You might have thought their stuff was rubbish, and then when you had a look around, actually, it's better than it used to be. So I agree with that. One thing I think can happen, which causes people to change a statement they've made, is if the principles of the thing they were objected to change, and that can happen. Now, an example of that is one you gave. Say a shop didn't allow guide dogs in, and I say, I'm never going in there again, and I tell people, I say, don't go in there. They don't let guide dogs in. Well, I don't think many people would take notice of me anyway. They'd just go in there if they needed their food or whatever, wouldn't they? But if they apologised and said, OK, we were wrong and we will let guide dogs in now, I wanted to go in there, I would go in there. But I don't think that's changing my principles. I think that's them changing theirs. And therefore, that I'm not going against what I said. What we should say when we make these statements is, I'm not going in there again all the time they don't allow guide dogs. Now, that's the get-out clause that we don't put on. But maybe we think that, and we just don't think to say it. So, or if you have a project and you say, I'm never taking part in that because I don't agree with the team leader's ideas, maybe the team leader gets replaced and the new one has different ideas. And then you can say, well, actually, I wouldn't mind being involved now. That's not changing your principles. That's the principles of the thing you objected to being changed. And so I think that is a bit different. I do agree that lots of people do change their mind and are basically hypocrites. I agree with you there. I'm not saying I've never been hypocritical. I probably have. I'm not perfect. None of us are. But I understand what you're saying, and I agree with it to a large extent. But I do think sometimes circumstances can change that can make a difference, and it's not us changing our principles, it's just that we didn't say, I won't ever do this because of such and such, I won't ever do this because of such and such until such and such happens. We forget the our get out clause that makes it all okay. And if we'd said that, then when we started to go in the shop that hadn't, we'd said we'd never go in because they'd allow guide dogs now. And we'd said, oh, we'd never go in there unless they start allowing guide dogs. Then no one would say anything or think anything of it, would they? They'd just say, oh, well, you said that. That's what you were going to do, and you were sticking to it. Anyway, that's basically all I've got to say. Hope everyone's having a good day, and I will speak soon. Bye for now.